Luke just told us that Jesus had returned from the Jordan River, filled with the grace of the Holy Spirit and an anointing which established Jesus publicly as the Christ, the Anointed One of God. It is the same Spirit that had overshadowed Mary and let her conceive the Lord. The same Spirit that inspired Simeon to recognize a small baby as the Messiah. The same Spirit that goes out of Jesus when he performs miracles. The same Spirit that will raise the Lord Jesus from the dead. It is the Spirit who leads Jesus into the lonely desert for 40 days, where Christ encounters a devil who tries to put God himself to the test by tempting the Lord 3 times. The devil commands Jesus to turn stones into bread to satisfy his physical needs. Christ refuses because, as Deuteronomy says, one does not live by bread alone. The devil then asks Christ to worship him, claiming that he will give Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. Christ refuses, once again quoting Deuteronomy, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Finally, the devil challenges Jesus to prove that he is the Son of God by throwing himself down from the highest point of the temple, because angels will guard and support him. But Christ refuses, saying, "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Each time, sustained by the Holy Spirit in prayer, Christ resisted the devil's temptations. Christ is victorious over the temptation, just as he will be victorious over death. And so, my sisters and brothers, as we begin our Lenten journey, let us seek to be fortified by the same Spirit which gave Jesus strength against evil, and by cultivating a deeper life of prayer. Let us turn to the sacred scriptures to discern, to discern God's will for each and every one of us, and to hear God speaking to our hearts. And let us rely on the grace of the Holy Spirit, whom we have received through the sacraments of baptism and confirmation, when we are weak, and thank him when we are made strong. Like Jesus, we too can overcome the devil and his temptations in our lives through daily prayer, our openness to God's word, and the grace of the Holy Spirit. May we all experience a grace-filled and blessed Lent, growing closer to the Lord our God.